Lady, shut up! The fuck?
Where's the alcohol?
Yeah. And there we go, we're live! Welcome back to Not So Sober Thoughts with Megan and Amanda and Ryan, our special guest.
Great to be here.
For those of you that do not know, Ryan is my brother. And he's visiting from good old Michigan.
Yep. He heads off tomorrow.
So we figured, why not have him in the podcast?
We were supposed to have two boys on the podcast, but someone didn't want to be on it. So,
shade.
Better with just shade. You anyway.
I'm one for the price of two.
Mm-hmm. So we decided today would be a good day to say, oh, let's do a podcast about what girls don't know about boys and what boys know about girls. So we're going to ask Ryan questions pertaining to boys stuff mm-hmm. and vice versa. And we're going to learn some things. And hopefully you guys will learn some things too.
Hey, right? Ryan. Special guest. Get it.
I'll link the first one. Okay.
All right. So my first one, although I feel like I kind of have a general idea already, is why do the girls go to the bathroom in packs?
Because we could get killed.
Yeah. I don't know why we do that. I feel like it's only when we're drinking.
Yeah, because if we're like at a restaurant, I'm like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom. Amanda will just sit there.
I don't know why we do that.
I think it's like we go to the bathroom. It's like we have our chatty time.
Oh, we usually talk about the boys.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we gossip, and then we fix each other's makeup.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a 30-minute affair.
Yeah, because sometimes it'd be like, all right, can we get in there now, please? That's a good question.
Well, on that note, why don't you guys put the toilet seat down?
Oh,
you know that we're
going to
fall in.
Just a convenience thing. We like to leave it up because we already know we're going to have it up anyway. So, just more of a convenience thing for us.
I feel like you can always tell when, like, a guy, like, has a sister mm-hmm. because they usually put the toilet seat back down or mm-hmm. if they, like, lived with their significant other.
Yeah. Josh.
Throwing shade again.
Yeah. Is it true that you guys think girls look better without makeup?
I guess it just really depends on the girl, because I've seen, like to be honest, I've seen girls that look really good with makeup, and I've seen it the opposite way. We're like, you just don't really understand why girls, like, I've seen girls that, like, especially, like, younger girls that don't know how to put makeup on, and they just throw everything on, they look like a clown.
Yeah.
And you're like, what are you doing with your life right now?
I also feel like guys don't really, like, when we do natural makeup, you guys think, like, we woke up like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have seen it, like, where girls, like, use, like natural makeup.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you're, like, and then you see it finally, like, I've dated girls like that, and then you finally see them without it on, and you're like, whoa. Like,
it's who just, is that
it
in
just
my
throws
bed?
You off.
All right.
Next one. Ryan.
Why does it take you so long to get ready to go out?
We had to look our finest.
It's a process. And I think it's kind of like, oh my gosh, I'm getting ready to go out.
Because listen to this list of shit that we have to do.
Okay.
So we have to take a shower. That, I mean, you have to shampoo in there, you have to condition, you have to shave. Mm-hmm. Then you get out and you got all this hair and you're like, well, shit, now I have to blow dry it. That's like at least a 15-minute affair.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to style it. Then you're like, oh my god, I look like I'm dead. Now I have to put something on my face. And then depending on your process of that, that could take anywhere from like 10 to maybe 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It's extremely long. And then the outfit, you don't even have your outfit ready yet.
Mm-hmm. And you're trying on at least 3 outfits.
Yeah.
Unless you like,
some
you know.
Things just make you look fat. And then we go up to you guys, does this make me look fat? No, you look fine. Oh my god, I'm changing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's the process for guys getting ready?
Shower, maybe shave, depends on if you want a beard or not. Put your outfit on.
T-shirt time, and then...
Maybe you can decide on a hat. Maybe you can decide if you like want to coordinate your shoes sometimes.
Did you blow dry your hair?
No, I don't blow dry my hair, no. To be honest, I haven't brushed my hair in like 3 years. I just towel dry it.
Oh my god.
What do you think of guys that wear makeup?
Like, what? I don't know any guys who do wear makeup.
Right,
so.
I'm like, wait, do we know anyone that
No, I guess not. I was just curious. Alright, you turn.
What about manscaping? What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah. I need to know.
I think it's a kind of a preference thing. Like, certain guys, like, want a lot. Like, we're talking about, like...
anything. Okay. Just, like, whole body. Because some people, they, like, shave their whole entire body.
Like, I've never heard of a guy, like, shaving his whole entire body. Like, I don't shave my whole body. Like, I know a lot of guys, like, are really weird about, like, chest hair.
Yeah.
Like, but, I don't know. For the most part, I feel like guys just kind of, like, let it go. Like, I think every guy has probably shaved his chest hair at least once just to see what it comes, like, what it looks like. Or, like, because, like, you hate it because, like, it gets a little itchy sometimes. But, like, I think in all, like, people just kind of leave it, things alone.
What about belly hair? Do you guys shave their belly hair?
Or their back?
I mean,
back hair.
I've shaved both, but, like, when you get kind of realize it's going to come back regardless, you kind of just, you're like, it is what it is. Like, but I've heard of girls or guys having girlfriends that made them, like, shave, like, their chest and belly hair.
Ew. You know what always was, like, something that just rubbed me the wrong way? When you guys put deodorant on, because obviously you have, like, a whole bush underneath your arm, and it just gets stuck in the hair.
Yeah, and there's clumps. Oh,
that would just get, like, is there deodorant where it doesn't do that?
Yeah, there's different deodorants.
Ugh.
It's like...
you have to pay more for that, though.
I think it's pretty much the same price.
To the pores? Because isn't the pores where, like, all the odor comes from?
Mm-hmm.
But there's just hair there.
Yeah, but would you feel like, wouldn't it be weird to see a guy with a shaved armpit?
Yeah.
Like, I know, I've heard of guys shaving their armpits, but I feel like it's not that prevalent. Like, most guys just let it go.
I know someone who shaved their armpit. That was a dude. He regretted it.
Because you probably get razor burn.
He was like, it burns! It was
probably so uncomfortable when it grew back in.
And he only did one.
Oh, no.
I will tell you later who it is.
Okay.
Okay. Whose turn is it?
Go ahead. Oh. Why, when women talk about being on their period, guys completely get disgusted?
I don't know. It's just weird to, like, it's just kind of a gross thing to even think about, like, just blood being all over, like.
But it's not like a massacre.
Sometimes.
I mean, I've seen instances where girls blood all over.
Sisters. It's a normal thing. My thing, it should be a celebration, especially if you're dating someone, not planning to get pregnant, and you see the period, like, thank God. Let's throw a party every time.
I think every couple's been to the point where, like, they were just waiting for that period at one point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ugh. My turn?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
Why do you guys take so long to text back?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because I feel like we're doing, like, I know a lot of guys who play video games. And the last thing you're going to do is, like, when you're in the middle of a video game is, like, oh, sorry, let me pause this and, like, text back. Or, like, you're watching. Like, I don't know. I feel like guys have a harder time multitasking than, like, a girl would. Because I feel like a girl can sit there and, like, text and, like, watch TV and talk to her friend that's sitting right there. Like, where guys, are really focused on what they're doing.
Makes sense.
But then you also go off the end of, if this guy will text me or, like, Facebook message or DM or whatever, and I don't, obviously, I'm not responding.
Mm-hmm.
And they just keep coming
in. Yeah.
Why is that? Do you guys, like, not get the hint, like, I don't want to talk to you? Or you think, like, if you just keep presenting yourself out there, that maybe it'll be like, what do you want? And then we'll, like, magically fall in love or something?
I mean, I don't think I've ever had the situation personally where, like, I texted a girl over and over again or, like, instant messaged her. But, like, obviously, I know guys who've done it. So I don't know. I'm trying to think of a good way to answer for them, but I don't know. It's just kind
of this.
Like, in a way, it's a little creepy. It's obviously creepy for, like, a guy to do that, but, like, I don't know. Do you
think they're gonna maybe magically answer one time?
Yeah.
I mean, I've had girls that, like, did that same thing to me. And, like,
yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. I've seen it on the opposite spectrum. I don't know. I don't have a good answer, to be honest with you.
Because I feel like guys are more forward with that kind of stuff, where girls are kind of like, I'm just going to wait.
Mm-hmm. Comment down below if you have any answer for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Megan?
I thought that was Ryan.
Oh, Ryan.
Do girls over-exaggerate how bad their periods really are?
No.
I would say sometimes.
Some months are better than others.
Mm-hmm.
But there is, you ever watch the video, there's a video on BuzzFeed where they, like, take the Try Guys. You seen the Try Guys?
No.
And they, like, they do videos and they just try out stuff. and they gave them, like, symptoms of periods, and you would have thought they were dying.
Mm-hmm.
They gave them, like, cramps, and I think they put clamps on their, like, nipples, just because they get so tender during that time of the month, and they were just, they couldn't. They're like, I'm so sorry that my, like, significant other has to go through this, which they also did for pregnancies too, and you legit thought they were dying because they gave them contractions and stuff.
God. Mm-hmm. For anyone, for a guy that's had a kidney stone, I hear it's not the same thing, but I passed a kidney stone recently, and I would say that's the pain like that is like 10 times what your period cramps are, so they're freaking bad. Mm-hmm. But it all depends on the month. Yeah, you're right. So take your ibuprofen.
Yeah, I just feel like being a guy is so much easier when it comes to stuff like that. Yeah. You guys don't have anything that you have to, like, have on a monthly basis.
You don't have to pop a baby out of there.
But we have to deal with you guys when you guys are in that state. And that can be pretty hard.
Ugh!
Yeah, but half the time, they don't... From what I've seen, the guys are just like, I'm just chilling.
Cedar Rapids. Alright, let's see what you got.
What's up with... Everything that boys usually eat have to have protein.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's protein's, like, a really big thing.
It's just a way to build muscle. Like, it's only, like, I feel like it's only certain guys that, like, I don't really put much thought into that. But I feel like guys, like, who are trying to, like, build muscle, like, that's really, they're really big about protein.
And meat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just guys who are trying to get fit and, like, build muscle, essentially.
Because they want to be, like, the biggest dude.
Yeah, what's up with that, too? Because that can get really disgusting.
Because I don't find that attractive, by the way.
Because some guys are, like, too short, and then they'll get, like, these huge muscles. And you're like, what in the world? You're like a little chode.
I think guys think that's what girls want, though.
We don't. Well, I guess some girls like that.
Not majority, though.
No.
Ugh. I feel like if you try to hug me, you're just going to suck the life out of me.
Ooh! Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you guys take shirtless mirror selfies?
Because I think that's what girls want to see.
Oh my god, don't just, like, post
dick pics.
Those.
But I think
dick pics, yes.
I think guys make fun of other guys who do that.
So, do guys really think girls want dick pics?
I mean, I think guys kind of like I think guys have like the same view and like they think like a dick is like kind of gross looking. So like I don't know.
They're ugly.
But I
they'll
think,
still send them.
Because I think that's what they think girls want to see.
We don't.
No.
We don't.
Especially, like, surprise. I'm like, oh, my God. And you, like, throw your phone across the room.
I always thought that guy sent dick pics because they thought, oh, if I send a dick pic, she's going to send a picture of her naked.
I mean, that's what they're ultimately trying to get. Mm.
Please don't do it. Don't do it.
Do you feel uncomfortable wearing yoga pants in public?
Mm-mm. No.
Like, does it make you feel, like, naked?
No, they're usually thick. Now, if you get, like, ones that you washed a couple times, you can see through them, you get a little self-conscious. You're like, hey, can you see my underwear through these?
Yep. Then you're like, yeah. I'm like, oh, wow.
But they're the most comfortable, like, clothing piece you'll ever wear in your life. Mm-hmm. I highly recommend it, Ryan. You should maybe get
I'm not going to lie. I do have a pair of male yoga pants, and I wear them only at my apartment.
What are they? What do they look like?
They're just, like, they're jogging, like, they're supposed to be jogging pants, but, like, they're, like, the same material as, like, yoga pants. My roommate likes to make fun of me all the time, every time I wear them.
Really?
But they're super comfy, and it, like, it doesn't feel like you're wearing nothing at all, but it feels like you just can move freely.
Yeah, and they're not, like, sweatpants, because sometimes sweatpants, you just, you look like a bum. At least if you have yoga pants on and, like, a decent-looking, like, hoodie of some kind, you don't look like a total slob.
And that's why I think, like, when I just wear mine, like, I'll throw some shorts over them, and it's just, like, I don't know, it's comfy. So, guys out there, yoga pants for males.
Yeah.
They're making
hashtag
a comeback.
Heard they're really big in China. Mine was, what's up with boys always adjusting themselves? In public!
Just, I feel like some guys, like, it's like... I don't know. I'm trying to think how to word this right, but I feel like some guys are a little bit bigger than others, and like so like obviously if you're small enough and like it's not going to matter, but like when you have two things down there and they're constantly just getting moving in weird spots, it can be uncomfortable and like it can hurt. So like
they just want to be their own person, you know?
Yeah. So you have to like move it around basically to just so if it's a comfort thing, really.
Or, like, I always, like, my ex-boyfriend, he would, like, just sit anywhere we were, and he would just have his hands down his pants. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I've seen guys like that, and I don't do that. So, like, I don't know. I've always wondered the same thing.
Like, it's just, like, something you just feel like playing with it, or you're cold, or, like, what's up?
Just comfort?
It must just be a personal comfort thing.
Mm. I'm at spooning. Why don't guys like to spoon? Or why do guys like to spoon?
I mean, I personally don't like to spoon. Like,
it's just preference?
I just like my, like, when I like, I like when I'm in bed, I like my space. Especially, like, I can't sleep, like, with somebody, like, because, like, girls will put their head on your arm. And, like, it just really bugs me. And, like, I like to have, like, my space. So, like, every girl I've ever dated, like, I feel like they've all liked to spoon before. And then, like, I always try to, like, turn around and just, like, have, like, get, like, the mentality that I'm, like, I'm in bed by myself, essentially. So, I guess it's just a preference thing.
Okay.
But I think we do it just because we know that girls like doing it.
Trying to please her. All right, what you got for us?
Let me look. How do you guys feel about beards? Because I know it's a big thing with guys, like, growing beards.
I don't mind it as long as it's, like, kept. It's not, like, freaking huge, like, gross, like, mountain man. Like, I want it, like, kept up.
I like stubble a little bit.
Yeah. But nothing, like, huge.
No. That's disgusting. Try to kiss somebody with a big-ass bush in front of their face. You can't even get to them.
I don't really like mustache, though. That's just kind of gross. You're gonna, like, do a thick mustache.
You need to do both.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really do one or the other, I feel like. You can't just have, like, just a beard. No mustache. That looks weird, too.
But, yeah. But, mustaches creep me out.
The most disgusting thing is if their beards are so big and they eat and the food gets stuck in their beard.
Ugh. Like, I think, when I think of it, I think of that guy from WWE, that Bryan Danielson guy. Mm-hmm. His beard is disgusting.
He's a mountain man.
Mm-hmm. Chop that shit off. But I know some girls that like that. Like, Emily, I'm sure she likes that.
Yeah.
Although Keith doesn't have a beard.
I know, but when she does, she's like, don't shave. Shout out to Emily and Keith.
Mine was, what's up with video games?
Yeah.
It's just a way to entertain yourself. Like, I don't know, like, certain guys take it to a different level. Like me and my roommate, I'll just give him a shout out, Frazier. We both play video games, but, like, I only play sports video games where he plays, like, these games and, like, he played this game, it's called, like, Plants vs. Zombies, and I was just like...
I love that game, but it's on my cell phone. It's an actual game.
Yeah. And he was playing it, and I was just like, what are you doing right now? Like, this is dumb. Like, I just... And it was like... Like, I, like, he'll sit there and buy some games sometimes, and I was like, I think he's joking. And then he, like, starts playing it, and I'm like, oh, you weren't joking. You're actually playing this.
Yeah, but, like, the people that, like, stand outside the game, like, stores, and they wait out there for hours just for, like, a new video game. Mm-hmm.
Which I feel like they've gotten away from that now because, like, you can just buy the games on your Xbox and, like, download them early so, like, you have them at midnight.
Mm.
So I feel like the days of that are just becoming numbered now.
But I just feel like everyone's just so into them and you can't even talk to them when they're playing video games.
It's annoying. And you, like, come home and you're like, I want to hang out with you. And they're just like, video game.
It's just a little escape from reality, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. But it's like... They'll have, like, marathons of doing it, where it's not like a TV show where it comes on at this certain time, and you can't miss your show. Mm-hmm. It's like, you can turn that video game on later.
Mm-hmm. That's how I feel. Turn it off.
Just turn it off!
But I feel like the thing with guys is they'll research, like, what games they want. Like, I don't know, like, every guy I know, like, will, like, look ahead and see what games they want. So, like, when they finally get a game, like, they've been waiting, like, months for it. So.
Yeah, Josh does that. You're right. Should we be worried if we see that our man gets texts from their exes? Like, what would that mean? Or if we saw, like, if you were dating someone and you were texting your ex, what would that mean?
I mean...
Would that be a bad thing?
I guess it's a person-by-person basis. Like, I guess, like, it depends how serious they were with their ex. Like, I feel like... But most of the times, it's not going to be a good thing, no.
Okay. That was from Cosmo.
Thanks, Cosmo.
Why do girls cry about everything?
Hey, that's not nice. Don't.
You know what? Remember what we talked about at the beginning of the podcast? Periods are hard.
I feel like we're just emotional too. Because I know when I drink and I have like an, like if I'm already like sad, it's like I'm gonna cry. Mm-hmm. But I feel like guys can be just as emotional. You guys just don't show it.
Yeah, why don't you guys show that?
Why don't you show your emotions?
I think it's just like a conception of like guys, like that's how they're supposed to be.
Like manly and
Like I feel like certain guy, like I don't know of a guy personally that like cries all the time, but I feel like there's guys that probably cry more than others and are afraid to show it.
So is that the same thing with like expressing how they feel? Because I feel like every time a girl opens up, guys like, oh, you know, I like you.
Yeah.
I just feel like maybe it's just hard for them to like open up. I think it's just easier for girls to open up than guys. And I feel like guys usually only open up to like one person. Like, which is usually a girl because like they don't want to open up to their guy friends.
Yeah.
So like I feel like every guy is like one person where they really open up and be themselves, and then like everyone else they put like not like a show, but like they just act differently.
Mm-hmm. What's your view on man buns?
I don't like them. I think they're really dumb. I watched this YouTube video one time where this guy was cutting off people's man buns.
I don't know if I. Because I feel like some people can, like, pull them off, but then once they take the man bun down, you're like, what in the world? Mm-hmm. Like Grizzly Adams. But yeah, you got something, Amanda?
Do you guys really get jealous easily, or, like, does that, like, a person-by-person basis thing? Or is that a good thing if they get jealous?
I mean, I think it shows, like, maybe it's not a good way to show, but I feel like it's a way of, like, them showing they care about you, like, obviously, guys don't want to see, like, their girl talking to another guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we know how other guys are. And, like, if they're, like, talking to you, like, every day, we know, like, what their intentions are because we know how we are.
So is there some kind of code between dudes? Like, don't talk to my girl? Like, is there a look?
I think there's people, like, you trust more than others. Like my friends, like, I would trust them. I would trust them in that situation. But, like, if it, like, say he was, like, texting her like all the time, like when I wasn't around, or like you obviously don't want your friends like texting your girlfriend all the time.
Yeah. So how do you guys deal with like getting cheated on versus like us girls? I feel like it's like
we're like get the tub of ice cream out and we're gonna watch rom-coms. Or how do you
guys
deal
with breakups kind of thing?
Yeah, and we always get our girls.
I feel like when guys always get single, I feel like their first thing is always to go out and pick up some strange. So and I feel like. Like, I don't know, every, like, relationship I've ever seen, like, the guy, like, will go out right away and try to get a girl. The girl, will, like, does what you guys were talking about. Mm-hmm. And then the girl will always find a guy first.
Yeah.
I don't know why that works that way, but it just always does.
That's weird. Yeah, it's kind of weird to think about. You got anything else?
Do girls like when guys are cocky?
No. I feel like there's a difference. Girls like confidence, but... Guys, I think, mistake that for cockiness. Like, I don't like a guy that's full of himself or thinks that he's the shit.
Or, like, his ego's so big that I can't even fit in the room with him. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest turnoff ever.
Probably, yeah, the biggest. Yeah, what's the biggest turnoff for a guy?
I don't know. In general. I guess it goes differently. Like, I know guys, like, certain guys like it more than others, but, like, neediness is, like, a big thing for me.
Like, you don't like it.
Like, not a big fan of it, no. Okay. Like, I think, but, like, at sometimes you want to see it. Like, well, like when, like, you want them to, like, know they care about you, but, like, you don't want it all the time.
Okay.
Like, you don't want that girl constantly blowing up your phone, like, what are you doing? Why aren't you talking to me? Blah, blah, blah. But, like, there's times, like, when they, like, don't act like that in a while, and you're like, man, I kind of wish they'd be, like, a little needy, I guess, and, like, mm-hmm. and show they want me around.
Yeah. I guess you're... Wait, so what's the best, like, what do guys do? What do guys want from girls, like, when you're trying to make up from a fight? Would they rather the girl come to them first, or should they wait? And have the guy come apologize to them.
I mean, I think it's both situations. I think the other they would rather have the other person deal with it.
And like, kind of confront them.
Yeah.
Okay. I always wondered that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I really have much.
How long left? How much time we have?
We're on 24.
24?
24.
Let me see what I got here. Because I feel like there was another one I got. Do guys actually cry?
Yeah.
No, they're not even human. It's kind of how, like, girls don't poop.
Oh, my good.
Same thing.
I just think, like I don't know, like, for your situation, I doubt Josh is, like, is, maybe he has, I don't know.
But
I
seen him cry one time.
But I doubt he, like, because, like, I've gotten calls from, like, girls I've dated, and they just, they call me crying and just to talk about their day, like, how bad it was. But I doubt Josh has ever called you, like, on a bad day, and, like, in tears.
Yeah. Let's see.
Lady, you're just snoozing back there.
I feel like there is another thing I have to say. Oh, why do... When a girl sends, like, a big, thought-out text message, and a guy just says two words back, what's with that?
I don't know. I've had it in the opposite,
too.
Where I think it's the, like, they don't want to show their emotions type thing.
Yeah. You think it's more, too, and they're also pulling away kind of thing?
Yeah.
So,
because heaven forbid if they try to go full force into a relationship.
I hate that shit. Let's see. Like, what would it take for you to tell a girl you love her? Like, how do you know? Is it just a feeling?
I just feel like you know.
You just know.
You just know.
She's the one. My one and only.
Guys hate it when their clothes get dirty. Is that true?
When someone steps on your J's?
I mean, obviously, like, if you put effort into your, like, outfit, you don't want to be dirty, like, or, like, I don't know, like, if you get food on yourself, you're, like, it's...
I'm a pig.
Yeah, like, people are going to think you're a slob.
Yeah.
Guys, fantasies are unlimited. True?
Just in general, like, fantasies?
I guess, that's what it says.
Sure.
All the fantasies.
Guys cannot keep secrets that girls tell them. Is that true?
Like, I feel like you're going to tell, like, your guy friends, like...
The boys.
Your bros. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't think it's, like, you hear something and you go tell everyone.
Yeah. Okay. A girl's height doesn't matter but to a guy, but her weight does.
I mean, I feel like if you're really tall, you don't want to date a super short girl.
Yeah. Well, okay, what if you were dating a girl and she gained a lot of weight, would that, like, make a difference to you? Like, if you really loved her?
I mean, if I was really in love with her, I guess it depends how much weight, but, like, not as much as...
Like, 100 pounds.
It would, like, you would be able to tell, but, like, I don't think you would, like, would break up with them over it.
Love is blind, Ryan. Love is blind.
Oh, my God.
But I feel like also guys don't want to date girls who are taller than them.
Yeah, I think the other way, like, I could date a guy that's shorter than me. But not, you know what I mean? Like, I've had to, like, really like him, like, but it wouldn't really matter.
Do you want to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right at the back.
Ooh.
This will be a short...
Alright. We back on. We're back.
Yeah.
Alright, so now what we're going to do, we are going to take some women products that we might not use, but we know of. And then Ryan's going to take some men products, and we are going to show each other them, and we have to guess what their functions are and what they are. Is that a good description? I feel like that was really long of a description.
It works.
All right. So, Ryan, you want to go first?
Sure.
Okay. Give it to us. And if you're watching the YouTube version of this, you'll get to see the inserts.
So, here's my first one.
Okay. That's a cup.
Now to say something different. Is it a cup?
What'd you think it was?
Something to go on your bicycle.
Kind of at first, I was like, it looks like a mouse.
It's a sports cup.
Is there a difference?
What do you mean?
Like between, is it all of them called sports cups?
Yeah.
Okay.
It protects your man parts.
Your manly parts.
Okay. Let's show him one. Are we doing all of them right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anti-monkey butt? What the world?
For your butt? About how to for your butt? Balls?
Is it for when you're running and stuff and you don't want to get chafing down there?
Yep, it's for chafing.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Is that a common issue when you guys work out?
Like, I know, like, all the guys, like, on my football team my senior year, all had to use it because, like, everyone would be chafing after running all day.
Ugh.
And, like, you sweat.
I could only imagine having something between your legs bouncing back and forth. That would be so uncomfortable because just being a girl and having boobs bounce up and down, we have to wear sports bras because of it.
All right, next one.
jockstrap.
Yep.
Ew, those gross me out.
What's the purpose of those?
It holds your cup in. Your cup goes in that area right there.
And then this goes around your leg, right?
Yeah.
But nothing goes up your butt, right?
No, nothing goes up your butt.
It's not like a thong. A men's thong.
Is that a nose shaver? It's a ball shaver.
What do you think it is?
I thought it was for your nose.
It's a nose hair trimmer.
Oh, God. You didn't say anything, so I got worried.
You guys probably know what this is.
Those are like
the blender cups.
The protein shakers.
Yeah. Is that your last one?
That's all five.
That's all five, huh?
Oh, my God. This is going to get good.
You get ready for this, then. Okay.
We got a couple because Megan and I together. Much.
I have to cover the top part just because it says it.
Are those like fake like implants for boobs?
Yeah, they are. They are.
Basically, or like if you don't want to wear a bra. All
right. Obviously, you know what this is, but what's it used for?
I have no idea. It just looks like a normal brush with a really long point at the end.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's how you would describe it.
For you guys out there, is this what I'm looking at? I have no idea.
This is what we call a teasing brush. So that way it makes us have bigger hair. Makes us closer to God. You know.
The bigger the hair, the closer to God.
Oh, this one's the best one.
Is that for like your vagina? Isn't that a condom for your vagina?
Nope.
It has the opposite effect. It does go in there, though.
Oh, it's for your period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know how disgusting that thing is? This is a diva cup.
Mm-hmm.
A period cup.
That's disgusting.
So it fills up with blood.
Isn't that nasty? Have to, like, take it out, pour it, wash it, and then put it back in.
Yep. It's for, you know, those hippies out there.
That's less sanitary than...
It's pretty disgusting.
Okay.
This one.
Looks like a condom.
What kind of condom?
I have no idea. It looks like a horse condom.
A girl condom.
We use horse condoms.
Although I don't know anybody that uses girl condoms, let's be honest.
Okay. This one. Oh no. Just me and all my friends.
Is that like a waxer?
No.
You have one of these, don't you?
Yeah. I didn't pay that
price.
Is
it a massager?
Nope. It does vibrate though.
Oh, God, it's not that.
It's not that.
Put your mind out of the gutter.
I don't know what it is.
This is a Clarisonic. You use it to wash your face because, you know, wash rags and soap, this will not do. Not for the woman's face. All right, that one. Mia, do you even know what that is?
No.
Looks like one of those things you get, those little basters, like a turkey baster.
Close.
I'm scared. I don't know what that is.
Is it for your ears?
No, not quite for your ears.
For the vagina?
Yeah. It's for your lady pots.
Do you have one?
No, I don't. But I know that women use these.
Just to clean it out.
It's a douche.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's a douche.
Ew.
That's all I had, folks.
Well, sorry we're all quiet and tired, but
we had a crazy weekend. So crazy. At least the first night was pretty crazy.
But anywho, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Did you have a swell time?
Of course I did.
Oh, what? Are you going to listen to yourself on the way back up?
I don't know if I can handle that.
Oh, God. Maybe.
You can do it. We'll have it up tomorrow, which is Monday.
I'll be on my 10-hour drive home.
Yep. We'll make sure to upload it early for you.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
But thanks everyone for watching this week's episode of Not So Sober Thoughts.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Ryan, you want to shout out your Instagram and Twitter?
I don't have an Instagram, but you can follow me on my Twitter at RyanLister89. Also, my Snapchat's the same, so if you want to send me some snaps.
He's got some good
ones. I need some new snap friends. Mm-hmm. Mine are getting pretty stale.
Wait, I thought we were Snapchat friends. You don't enjoy dad cams?
Everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right.
Email us at meganandamanda90@gmail.com. If you have any suggestions, comment them down below or send us an email if you have advice you want us to give it or a topic or whatever.
Words are hard. Okay.
We're
see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
The fuck? Where's the alcohol?